This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. The fall semester is over for students across South Florida, and for the students at Exchange for Change, it's been a particularly meaningful semester. Exchange for Change is a program that teaches writing and fosters literacy within South Florida prisons. And at the graduation ceremony at Everglades Correctional Institution, there were no caps and gowns, just the same blue uniform of every other day, but it still felt like a ceremony. Exchange for Change founder Kathy Klarich made some opening remarks.
It's important that we put a human face on mass incarceration, and there's no better way to do that than one person at a time.
And one by one, graduates of this semester's classes approached the microphone.
All my past relationships have long since deteriorated, but I have found a new love, a new soulmate, writing.
For more than an hour, the audience of inmates, guards, civilian teachers, and volunteers listened to poetry.
Even now, as I think about it, I can't help but wonder, was our toil work or was it play? Greasy clothes often smelling of diesel was our usual manner of dress. Almost always were they torn. Cuts, scrapes, and deep purple bruises as badges of honor. Always so proudly were they worn.
And creative writing.
Are you hungry, man? I stretched out my hand to offer him a half-bitten piece of breadstick. Heck no, I want nothing from you, I can't ask you that. Even though I could see how malnourished and pale he felt, I ignored it. I'll take this feeling that you were just born that way, in over your head, it doesn't matter.
There was a film review of Shawshank Redemption.
Now as the movie moves on, we see Andy get his first glimpse of prison life, which some of us can relate to. Even though this film is portrayed in the 1940s, much of the prison system has changed as far as rules and regulations, but we still see the same brutality that's seen in the film in today's prisons.
Afterwards, guests of the program were invited to step to the mic and share their thoughts, too. Heather Russell is chair of the English department at Florida International University and one of the partners of Exchange for Change. She said she was moved by the readings, and she offered encouragement.
Continue to do this. Literacy is the pathway to freedom.
The incarcerated audience nodded in agreement. Exchange for Change classes start up again in January. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.